Welcome to the... Move that near my mouth, Cecil. Really close, so... Right then. Should I do it all like this, Cecil?
What?
Oh. Welcome to the Parthax Dear Diary Podcast. Week commencing the 5th of November. Remember the 5th of November. Remember. Sorry.
Stop being silly.
Getting the bully aunt. Two-way bully aunt people, Sarah. Right, then let's just kick off. You remember last week, Mum had had a perm fallout. Just have a sip of tea, sorry. So I went with her to the hairdressers. And that model that... Remember that model that I met? Suddenly, she gave me a card to ring her agent for some reason. And Cecil rung her agent. And then the diary just kicks off now. Cecil, if you'd like to let this ladies and gentlemen find the information imparted into them. Please, Cecil.
5th of November.
So, to continue what happened last night while I was passed out, remember I drank a whole bottle of vodka.
Don't say bottle, say bottle. You're not a child.
Bottle. So, to continue what happened last night whilst I was passed out, Dad rang Sonny's agent and spoke to them for a long time. Apparently she's taking part in a TV programme where she, as a single lady, is dating 12 other men. Then, once a week, she votes for one of them to leave until there's only one guy left, who then becomes her husband. Couldn't believe it. They said that if I agreed to take part, then I would need to bring someone as a chaperone, whatever that is. So Dad was going to go, but he's got a doctor's appointment next Thursday about his poorly buttock cheek. He's got a pimple on it. He needs lancing. So Tony has been asked if he would like to come with me. And he said yes. He'd like some time away from his wife. So that's good and true. We get put up in a posh hotel near London somewhere. And it's all filmed down there in the London over 2 weeks. But then, obviously, for telly, they split it up into 12 weeks. It's just how TV works, isn't it? We're setting off in 5 days. Not 5 days. 2 days, sorry. I was looking at it upside down, not like a five. I'm glad Tony's coming with me and not Dad. Tony's a bit of a ladies' man. Well, compared to me, the Pope is a bit of a ladies' man. But never mind. Tony can tutor me on the way of wooing. I'm going to sneak in a mobile telephone and he can text me witty things to say to women. The only problem is that I can't look her in the eye or have the courage to talk to her. I'm going to have to get very, very drunk to pluck up that courage, aren't I? Tonight was the 5th of November, bonfire night. So we watched the film Die Hard incredibly loud. But unfortunately, there was a quiet bit and Mum heard a firework and she just had flashbacks to the war or post-war and she just started crying and she pretended it was because she was sad John McLean's tank top gets so dirty. But we know she's just upset because of her wartime past. Poor Mummy. Poor Mummy.
6th of November.
Oh, Lordy Lou. I was wrong about when we're going to London. It's kicking off now. Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. We're getting the train in 30 minutes. I don't know if I can do this. How can I flirt with a sexy woman? What do I do? Do I compliment her bosoms? Or is that too forward? I just don't know. Would it be better to talk about her shins? But flirting's meant to be cheeky, isn't it? You know, a bit saucy, a bit bawdy. Oh, I don't know about any of this. Oh, if I say, oh, madam, your wimple's erotically bulbous. Is that good? I don't know. Is she wearing a wimple? Not sure. Oh, Tony's going to have a job on his hands. Tutoring me, not for any other reason. Oh, taxi's here. It's 8:32 p.m. now. We're at the hotel. It's the poshest thing I've ever seen. And I've seen a travel lodge. There's a shower that sprays water not just from above, but also from the sides. Comes out at all directions. You can get right under all your crevices and flaps. And again, it's one of those weird B-Day things. Tony didn't know what it was for either. Nobody knows what they're for. Just a weird second toilet. There's a minibar in the room, but it's empty. But there is tea and coffee making equipment. But no tea and coffee. Though there was one packet of hot chocolate, two fruity teas, and four different types of biscuits. And I've eaten all the different types of biscuits, except the Garibaldi biscuits, because they're a disgusting biscuit. And apparently we start filming in the morning. All the other chaps, which I haven't seen yet, are going to be downstairs in the lobby. And then Sonny will come out and give us a big welcome speech. Oh. I'm back. I just had to go poo-poo. I got so nervous. So terribly nervous. Anyway, and then tomorrow we're going to start doing some tasks or something, a bit like The Apprentice. But they've been very, very vague about it all. But, you know, I'm not complaining. When they put you in a hotel that's got a stairlift to every floor, what kind of idiot's going to argue about that? Don't know, not me. Right, I'm going to go have a tutoring session with Tony about how to act around women. Oh.
7th of November.
Well, shit. Where do I begin? Well, first things first, I guess. This morning we got a wake-up call at 7 a.m. Tony is very much not a morning person, and nor am I. Within 5 minutes I'd punched him in the guts and he'd kicked me square in the face. He got quite a reach on his foot. Evidently my right cheek was swollen and I couldn't really talk very well at all. I had a nosebleed, so I stuffed some toilet paper up my nose. We both wanted to wee, but Tony can run faster than me, so he got to the toilet. But I was busting. I'd been up most of the night drinking the free fruity teas and the coffee that finally got delivered at 7:19 in the night. So I got dressed while Tony was on the toilet as quick as I could. I was wearing my very best clothes, which is a pair of jeans and a shirt. I guess I got the buttons done up wrong, but I'll come to that in a moment. Tony came out of the bathroom. He'd pooed. It stank. I put my shirt over my nose and I went to do a wee, standing, obviously. But halfway through, the shirt fell away from my nose and I jumped and I got a bit of wee on my trousers and legs. I quickly wiped them down, but the phone rang and we were late holding the crew up. So I pulled up my trousers and ran out of the room with Tony, dishevelled as I was, so dishevelled and stinking a little bit of piss. We made our way into the lobby and there was a camera crew and a big crowd of people. Almost instantly I noticed that something wasn't quite right. I looked at the other people and they were obviously all men, half of them were special needs gentlemen and the other half of them weren't special needs gentlemen. Suddenly a man came running over and shouted and started undoing my shirt buttons, and redoing them up properly. I'd missed a few. Then he looked over at Tony and said, are his disabilities very severe? And then Tony looked around at the people, then at me, and then back to the other men. And then he twigged what was going on, and he just said,
"Oh, who's our bravest little soldier?"
The man who was doing up my button shirt buttons, what I had to find out was a producer, whatever that is, said to me in an incredibly patronising voice,
"Oh dear, your nose is bleeding. What happened to you, little man? Well, why am I always incidental characters? Why can't I just have a dedicated pet character that's me?"
"Because you weren't around then, Sir Jeremy Cream, so you're doing incidental voices, even though you can only do the one voice."
"Right, okay. Well, what diary will it be where we meet?"
"Never kept a diary for that year, Sir Jeremy, I don't think. Or did I? Can't remember. Shut up. This is important. Expositional nonsense. Sorry. Gonna have to do that line again." The producer said to me in an incredibly patronising voice,
"Oh dear, your nose is bleeding. What happened to you, little man?"
I still couldn't really speak because of the swelling on my face where Tony had kicked me, so I just sort of managed to muffle out, "An accident." And then the man left after patting me on the shoulders and just kept saying, So brave. So very brave. I looked at Tony and Tony looked at me. We both knew what was happening. This was some kind of programme about getting people with special needs a girlfriend. I knew from that moment on I was a shoo-in. Sonny came out in due course and read this speech here. I'm just going to read it in my voice because Mum's not here to read it. She's the only woman we know. So, says they'll put a pitch shifter on this bit and I'll sound like a woman, won't I? Here we go. Hi, my name is Sonny von Prindlesnitch. We all know me from the La Belle Quelle adverts for the facial foundations, for your life, for my life. I'm here to get myself a man, but I'm not interested in some six-pack, suit-wearing, slick, good-looking, 9-to-5, aftershave-wearing, sporty man. I want a real man. A special man. Could it be you? She then pointed a finger at each of us, saying, could it be you? Every individual special boy. She then left, and a few minutes later, a man came and talked to us all. Apparently the show was meant to be showing how anybody, no matter what their disability, can fall in love and all that shit. We'll get given 12 tasks over the next couple of weeks. We're meant to stay in the hotel until someone calls us, and then we all get the room service and the minibar items we can eat, and any healthcare will be provided for us. Unbelievable. It's going to cost them a flicking fortune. They don't know what they've let themselves in for. After all the TV people had gone, we had like a party in the hotel bar. Me and Tony got talking to the carer of a chap called Barry, who he had a Down syndrome on his face and body, I think. It's all over. He's got it. And look, I'm not proud of any of this, don't care. This may be the lowest ebb of my life. I really, really want to know what it's like to touch a woman, not just sexually, but, you know, on an emotional level, and have a conversation with her. And if these people find out I'm not special in some way, then they're going to have to kick me off for sure, aren't we? So I'm just going to have to pretend I've got Down syndrome, okay? I look a bit tired like that all the time anyway. I don't think it's an evil thing to do. I'm certainly not mocking or anything. I'm only doing it because I really, really want to touch a tit. There's nothing wrong with that, really, is it? All's fair in love and war. Anyway, so when Barry's carer started talking to me about syndromes, I had to pretend I had, like, Down syndrome. You know, not enough that I looked full on, but enough that it affected my speech and hands. Again, like I say, I'm not proud of it, but as I do say, and I will continue to say, all's fair in love and war, and reality TV shows aimed at early Saturday night ITV. My act must have been very convincing, because everyone looked at me with pity and sadness, but not revulsion, which is what they normally look at me like. It did feel weird sat there talking to Barry, saying, my name's Paul, and I like to go to crisp shops. Very low ebb. I'm sorry, but you know, what can you do? Eventually, we went back to the hotel room and formulated a full-on plan. Yeah, some might call it evil, but whatever, you know. I could get to touch a lady's bum on all this. A sexy lady's bum. So, now whenever I leave the room, I have to act special. And Tony's my carer. Is it wrong to be mentally disabled so that I might get to have sexual intercourse? I'm sure people have done far, far worse things to touch a minge. 8th of November. Look, Cecil, we all knew this was coming. You can't start now. It's done. Come on. Already done it once. I'm not doing it again. Ugh. 8th of November. We were woken up at a more reasonable 10 a.m. hour this morning, asking if we were able to come to the restaurant area downstairs and do some interviews on camera. And like I say, I've made 2 YouTube videos now, so I'm a very good actor, aren't I? You know, which actually is a very good job if my scheme, my plan, my whatever, is going to work. I'm just going to have to pretend to be in character for the next 2 weeks. You know, I think for once my shyness and inability to look at people might just pay off. Tony and I went downstairs for our turns to be on camera. The questions he asked me were all very, very basic. Like, what's my name? Where am I from? Have I ever had a girlfriend before? And I was just horrifically honest. They're apparently saying, well, this is just a knowing call tonight. Was a bit much and unusable. Anyway, we had lunch at the restaurant and boy, these boys, special as they might be, can put some food away. Barry, one of the other people, almost matched me quiche for quiche. They have these cheese and ham quiches here that are just simply to die for. I tell you, simply to die for. I don't care for Meg Bound. I had 7 of them. This afternoon we got our first task. We were given the simple job of recording a little piece to camera, like a video dating message, saying pretty much all I'd said in the interview before, but Tony wrote out this horrifically long thing for me to say, and I paraphrased it, but it went like this. Hello, I'm Paul Saxon. I'm 20-something years old, and I'm looking for the woman because I'm very, very lonely. I like long walks on the beach, and I like to walk to the beach, and I like to eat some pizza with you. Do you like pizza? I want to be loved. I don't want to be shoved. And they said it were really good. They said I was brave and I should be proud of everything I'd achieved. I thought, hey, up, this is going to be a cakewalk here. I'm going to get married by the end of this. I'm sure I am. Anyway, in the evening, they showed us all on a screen while Sonny and 2 other people, who I'm assuming are advisors, a bit like the Nick and the woman on The Apprentice, watched. Took ages, but in the end, I thought mine was easily the best. And the guy that got voted off in his video just started masturbating off camera. Obviously, they couldn't show that, but they showed it to us. It's very graphic. Anyway, I made it through the first challenge. Just 11 more to go. Come on, Cecil.
I don't want any part of this.
All right. You do it, Tony. You help me.
Oh, right. 9th of November.
Oh, jaunty. This morning we were fed heartily and then taken out on a couple of minibuses, special needs minibuses, to a huge shopping mall. We were met there by Sunny and her 2 advisor people, and she gave us all the task of buying us something really, really, really nice. Then in the evening we had to present it to her and tell her why we got her it. I was playing up to the camera a bit too much and making faces pretending to be special, and I really hurt my jaw and my wrists and my tongue. Tony had to wipe drool off my chin, which he didn't mind too much. He said it reminded him of his when his son was little, which is always an emotion he enjoys, because he liked his son, didn't you, Tony?
Not allowed to see him now, am I?
Shut up, we know you're not allowed to see him now. Just because you cheated on your wife, not for anything nefarious.
Yeah, she's just moved to Tahiti.
Yeah.
I'll Skype him, though.
I'm really not interested in your backstory, Tony. Thank you.
Ooh.
Anyway, I thought I could drop the act while we were out buying things, but a man with a camera followed us round everywhere. I got worried that I might not be able to keep the act up, and to be honest, it was a bit of a struggle. I kept banging my wrists together, and I hurt myself. The guy with the camera kept giving Tony prompts of places to go. We went to a jewellery shop, a woman's accessories shop, and then finally a lingerie shop, which apparently is bras and pants and that. Within seconds, I could feel the familiar stirrings of my Willington. It was just too rude. There was bras and pants everywhere, and they made me touch them and pretend I thought I had an opinion on them. It was all too exciting for my male member, and well, I had a sex accident in my underpants, but I managed to turn my sex face into making it look like I was having a kind of Down syndrome seizure, which I don't know if they exist, but I pretended to have one. Things happened in my underpants, okay, and then I fell to the floor and dragged Tony down with me, not because I wanted to rut on him, just because I needed a bit of coverage. I whispered to him what had happened, and I needed to be rushed to a bathroom. Tony told the cameraman to give us 10 minutes, because I think he thought I'd pooed myself, but then I found out later that he could hear me on the radio mic that I was wearing, but he just assumed that's what happens to people with special needs. They get too aroused, which maybe is what they would took me in there for anyway. Don't know, maybe they want to make a European version of the programme. Anyway, I got rushed into the toilets, and while Tony went and bought me some new pants and trousers, I've lost my place, I got too confused and frightened. I rushed to the toilets while Tony went and bought me some new pants and trousers. Then he met me in the toilets and I got changed. Then we met up with the cameraman shortly afterwards. Tony told him I'd pooed a little bit, and I went red. But again, didn't know about the wireless microphone thing. Bastard. In the end, I bought Sunny a thing that lets you cook chickens in a microwave. Don't know if that's the thing she wanted, but eh. In the evening, when I presented it to her, I told it was because I thought she looked a little bit too thin and could do with having a bit of meat on her bones. She didn't take offence at that, and when it came to that evening's evictions, the man who got her a box of 500 tampons was made to leave. I thought that was quite a thoughtful gift, but she took offence at it for some reason. No one can understand the mentality of a woman.
Tony.
To 5th of November's, which makes 10th of November. Legs 11.
Don't start messing around with it. Just read it. We're not going off script on this. I'm sticking rigidly to this book.
Paul, every other word is just made up because you can't read and speak at the same time.
You shut up. Shut up. Remember the 12th of November. And I will, unless I get Alzheimer's. But today was the 10th of November, not the 12th of November, so shittingtons. You're right, Tony, I can't do it, can I? Anyway, today three of us chaps got to have lunch with Sonny. It was at the very posh restaurant, and the TV people even had to give us suits to wear. My arm was too tight in the crotch, but then I thought that was good because then Sonny could see what I was packing down there. Wasn't until I looked in the mirror and saw that that wasn't such a good thing. It looked like a crushed Tic Tac and two peanuts wrapped in cloth. Anyway, didn't want bothered about that. This was my first ever official date with a woman. It's just a shame I had to share it with two special people. It was that Barry chap again, and another chap, Leslie, who has a woman's name. Though he didn't take kindly to me pointing that out to him, he got very aggressive. We were just sat in the corner of the restaurant with three other people, of the TV people around us, filming us. They actually just seemed to be using what looked like normal camcorders that you can buy in Argos or something. The picture quality of them won't be very good, I thought. Though I couldn't ask them about it, because I don't think that someone with Down syndrome would understand that the quality of TV camera might not be broadcast quality if it's little like an Argos camcorder. I got myself well worked up. Anyway, if I'm honest, Barry, my nemesis, was the star of the meal. He kept touching Sunny on the hands and talking to her. At one point, he even tried to kiss her wrist. I got quite angry, not just because that main meal had tomatoes mixed in with some kind of meat product, but because I wasn't getting any action. Barry was sat next to me, so I picked up the jug of water on the table and I pretended to have a big spasm and I dropped it all over him. He jumped up, knocking the table over. Wine went all over Sonny's lap and she jumped up. But now it was my chance to strike. I swooped and grabbed a napkin and went to wipe down the leg where the wine was, but just as my hand was about to touch her leg, she ran away to the toilets. She called Barry a name as she left, and we all had to go home. I think she thought it was his doing, and I was well pleased with that. The people working the camera said everything looked very good, very visual, they said, for some reason. I heard them say to each other that it'd make great TV. They love it when things go wrong. So to sum up, got pissed off by a special needs man kissing a woman on the wrist, spilt a jug of water over him out of spite. He then dropped wine all over her and she had to run away crying. Not bad for a first date, I think. In the evening when we had the big eviction meeting at in the reception of the hotel, Sonny seemed glad to get rid of a chap. He was howling all the way through her speech, and apparently he'd grabbed her by the bosom, just apropos of nothing, just tried to honk at her, tweak a nipple and look down her top. We've all been thinking it, but none of us have been brave to act on it. It's physical assault, isn't it? You can't be doing that. Just think it. Good job I never actually got to wipe a leg with the napkin then, actually thinking about it. Anyway, Tony's been in the hotel all day, so in the evening we took a walk around whatever part of London we're in. We were out for about 13 minutes before we got mugged. Luckily, neither of us had any money, I didn't even have a phone, so the chaps just let us go without so much as a beating, raping or a pillaging. I thought it might have been Jack the Ripper, come back. But come back homosexual. Bound to happen, isn't it?
11th of November.
Don't laugh at me, Tony. It might happen, you don't know. Some bummer boys coming round.
Can't say bummer boys.
I can't think of the word I mean.
What, for homosexuals?
Rent boys, sorry.
Just start reading, Paul.
And put me off. 11th of November. Today we were woken up at 6 a.m. and whisked off to some industrial place. Don't know where it was. We all sat round a table in a very modern looking glass building while our carers had filtered coffee. We, the special boys, had Down syndrome juice. We had orange juice. And I wasn't happy about that. That's a fruit. That's part of my 5 a day. Don't want 5 a day. And I was distraught. I was tired, thirsty, and I hadn't had any breakfast foods. Sonny and her usual two people came in, stood at the head of the table, and started talking about fashion or something. I was nodding off, if I'm honest with you. And she was wearing a very thick woolly jumper, so I couldn't even go up at her chest like I normally do.
Pathetic, Paul, aren't you? You're really pathetic.
Hey, shut up. Just shut up.
Well, there's no way to exist.
Don't interject. We can get Cecil back like that.
You can't click your fingers.
I fell asleep in the talk. She was blathering on about fashion anyway. I was woken up with Sonny stood over me, rubbing my shoulders. I drooled all down my front and she said, I'm looking forward to your one most of all. I, of course, got an instant erection. I think she meant my penis. But no, apparently we have to design an outfit for her because she's a model. I was sad. But then I thought, well, at least she touched me. We were given another talk by some fashion man, or as I would call him, Fashion Ponce. He had thick black glasses on, skin-tight pink shirt and even tighter trousers. And then he's wearing those fabric shoes that basketball players used to wear in the 70s. And his hair? Pretentious. I bet he listens to vinyl records. Never even heard a CD, is that hipsterish? Anyway, we're all given a sheet with a hand-drawn picture of Sonny with no clothes on, though there was no, you know, detail to it. I think we're just meant to draw the outline of any clothes we could think of. Then tomorrow we get to come back and they give us help to make it. And then she model it and the 5 best designs get to stay in the competition. Of course, my perverse mind turned to the erotic. So me and Tony brainstormed a rude design. but apparently while I was asleep, we were given strict guidelines on what bits we had to cover. So no peephole boob tube or no peephole miniskirt. We weren't allowed to design it away from the group, and as such, I had to keep up the pretense of being special needs. It's really making my neck, jaw, tongue and lips hurt. The other two Down syndrome chaps that are genuinely Down syndrome chaps don't seem to be banging on their wrists all the time, so I think I'm going to tone that phase out. And I keep putting my tongue behind my lower lip, and I'm definitely getting an ulcer there. Some people say you have to suffer for your art, but I also think it might be just really bad karma. Anyway, it feels wrong doing this, but, you know, when or how ever in my life am I going to get in the company of a woman like Sunny? I don't care. I'm not bothered. I just want to see your bum bum. In the end, me and Tony designed a skin-tight silver jumpsuit because it's the future, isn't it? In the year 2000. And that's what everyone should be wearing. Though the shorts are very, very short. I'm hoping a buttock might peep out from the bottom. And there's a circle cut out where you can view some cleavage. I have to admit, I got quite aroused drawing it. I drew it left-hand so it would look even more special. But then Tony said,
Paul, you can't draw anyway. You may as well just draw it with your right hand. It'd still look like it was designed by a retard.
So you can't say retard, Cecil.
I'm not Cecil, I'm Tony.
Look, shut up, you get me flummoxed. And then we just handed it in. Anyway, in the evening we got back to the hotel, restaurant, and one of the contenders had a major hissy fit at tea time. He was screaming and throwing flapjacks at people. In the end, his carer had to force some medication into him and drag him out of the room. I looked at Tony with a look to say, if I did that, there'd be no question I was special. And Tony just shook his head, and I just went back to eating pizzas. But I do think I'm going to have to do something, because I think some people are certain that I'm not special. That Barry's looking at me very inquisitively. But that might just be his Down syndrome eye peeping at me. Not sure. It can't be good karma, this, can it? Can't be. Well, tune in next week to find out what happens. Will I get to the final? Who knows? Tune in on the 12th of November.
That's not how the theme tune goes, Paul.
Do 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 do